Forecasters are warning of hurricane-force wind gusts and hail the size of baseballs as a potent storm threatens to spin up tornadoes and drench the South with heavy rains. The National Storm Prediction Center said more than 18 million people in Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas, and Oklahoma will be at an enhanced threat of storms that could include strong tornadoes and flooding rains. The area includes several major Texas cities, including Dallas, Houston, and Austin. The National Weather Service said wind gusts could top 80 miles per hour, the speed of a Category 1 hurricane. Southern University at New Orleans will suspend all of its athletic programs at the end of the academic year. The university is trying to save money and dig itself out of years of financial problems. The Southern University Board of Supervisors approved the move today without objection at the request of SUNO Interim Chancellor James Ammons. Ammons says the campus must focus on protecting its academic programs rather than continuing to steer money to sports. All intercollegiate athletics programs will be suspended after the 2019-20 academic year, with no decision on when or if they'll resume at a later date. According to its website, SUNO currently has men's and women's basketball and track and field programs, along with women's volleyball. The New Orleans Police Department says it launched an investigation into an officer accused of shooting and killing a military veteran's service dog. The Times-Picayune New Orleans Advocate reports police originally released a statement saying the dog bit the officer before he shot it near the fairgrounds last week. But the department backtracked and acknowledged in an email to the newspaper that its initial statement was premature. Owner Clayton Crawford says the animal helped him cope with symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. He contends the dog barked and rushed toward the officer but didn't bite him. Two Republican congressmen from Louisiana say $1.25 million in federal money has been reallocated to revise plans for a proposed South Louisiana hurricane protection project. Republican Whip Steve Scalise and Representative Garrett Graves say the revision will reflect construction in Terrebonne and Lafourche parishes by local and state agencies and will allow updated and more efficient designs. They say this should change the current estimated cost of the Morganza to the Gulf project from $14 billion to more realistic figures. Louisiana's top higher education board has postponed decision-making on a rewrite of its minimum college admission standards. The updated policy before the Board of Regents would include new financial penalties for campuses that violate the policy. Commissioner of Higher Education Kim Hunter Reed said her staff spent months working on the proposed changes to admissions standards first put in place 14 years ago. That review came after LSU sparked criticism for disobeying the requirements and granting more exceptions than allowed. But the Board of Regents balked Thursday at making the changes recommended by Reed and her staff. They pushed back a vote until February. The LSU-Clemson showdown in the Dome Monday night for the CFP National Championship is expected to bring a lot of money and attention to New Orleans and the state at large. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser says events like these can generate tens and even hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue, but even more so than that, it's exposure.
That TV time, the radio, the exposure across the country and every newspaper is just invaluable to New Orleans and Louisiana.
The Dome has seen three major games to start the year: the Georgia versus Baylor Sugar Bowl, the Saints versus Vikings playoff game, and now Clemson and LSU.